Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing Get Dirty with Diddy. Is that what we're calling it?
No, we are not getting dirty with Diddy.
What's it calling it? Oh, daily we get dirty with Diddy.
Yeah, daily Diddy dirt. Triple D.
Oh, that.
But yeah. We're not getting dirty with Diddy.
We're okay. Diddy's dirt on the daily.
Yeah.
Dirty Diddy on the
it's
daily.
It's amazing that you have a journalism job.
I don't. I work here. Okay, so Daily Diddy Dirt.
Yep.
Triple D.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a friend of Guy Fieri, don't tell him we're using his little thing. He can't own Triple D. That was a thing before.
It
was
oh my
boobs.
Gosh.
It's always been boobs.
Triple D. No, Double D is boobs. By the way, the amount of times I've said boobs out loud recently because of you guys.
You think it's our fault?
Absolutely, okay. It's your fault.
Real quick, TX, was Triple D a thing before?
I believe it was, yeah. Double Ds have always been there, but there's
a Triple D.
There's a Triple D.
I yeah, don't it goes like all the way. The face that TX just made at me, so I'm going to move on.
It was
on.
A little like Homer when he sees a donut. It's like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So there are a couple things with Diddy as I'm about to sneeze. This is really great.
All right. Tiak, let's talk about donuts while she sneezes.
Okay.
There it is. Hey. Oh my God. That's such weak sauce. You swore to me you were going to stop doing it that way.
That was a great sneeze. It was really satisfying.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay, are you a oneer?
Huh?
You're a oneer?
Not usually, but in a pressure moment.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So one of Diddy's former assistants testified that he did, in fact, threaten to kill Kid Cudi, and that when he did so, he was livid and holding a gun.
Was Kid Cudi in the room?
I don't believe Kid Cudi was in the room. I think that was just as the conversation was going. He was angry. He had a gun, and he was saying, I'm going to kill him. And this was all because Kid Cudi was dating Cassie, allegedly.
What? It's just such a weird side note, but like, what level of... Could you date T-Hack? Pretend your wife is dead.
no, just pretend she doesn't exist
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, she never existed or whatever. What? Could you date somebody that I've dated?
No, I don't think so.
Could you date somebody that somebody famous had dated?
Ooh. I would feel like I would be measuring up in both scenarios.
But
because I'd
you
be
know
like,
what I'm
how,
saying?
How right. could I compete with a guy who picked you up in a Lamborghini and who got... If you're famous or you went to the Grammys with them and stuff, and we're going to go to, what are we going to do?
Yeah, Culver's.
And that's just talking about soccer?
Yeah. I'm right here. No, I'm just, like, even though you're Kid Cudi and you are also famous, I just don't think I want to do that. I don't think I would go in after another celebrity.
So celebrities are just never supposed to date again?
No, I think the move is for a celebrity, if they've dated a celebrity, then they got to pick somebody off the street. Then you got to go.
But that's what you're saying with T-Hack.
Yeah, but he's famous too, kind of.
Yeah, that's true.
But I'm
just different.
Yeah, no, like because you don't want in the tabloids for them to be like, well, now after,
right.
after a brief stint with Diddy, now she's with T-Hack, the DJ from Brothers. And you're like, what?
How far are they falling?
Don't
yeah.
talk badly about Brothers.
No, there's nothing wrong with Brothers. But like,
right.
And then you're just never, like you said, you're never going to measure up.
But Kid Cudi was something of his own.
But not as big as Diddy.
Yeah, but I think there's also something both in entertainment and like you see this with athletes a lot where they kind of date in the same circles.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's because you've gotten a taste. You understand the way to act, the way to turn your head at certain things.
Yeah.
Like dating an athlete, same with dating a musician, is such a unique thing. And it's kind of like if you've done it before, now you can do it again because you understand it more.
So you want to date somebody who's dated a celebrity because she's broken in. In the way of like she gets the game.
Right.
Like the second we step out of that limo, like you got to be put together.
You either need to be ready to go or you need to actually not be there.
Right. And like you said, turn your head. Like the paparazzi is going to be there and you got to like, because they're going to put out the worst picture they can find.
This is why Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce work.
I know it's a Daily Diddy Dirt, but she still found a way.
It always comes back.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I hope not.
Okay.
Not here. Okay, now there is one other little tidbit about Diddy. There was an article put out about like how he would be spending his Memorial Day in jail. And they said he will have the chance, or he had the chance, to take part in spades, card games, dominoes, 3-on-3 basketball, and a soccer tournament.
So they let him out? Because isn't he in solitary? I think he's in solitary.
Okay. So he was allowed to participate.
I don't think normally.
And then the meals yesterday were chili and baked potatoes, chicken sandwiches, and more. Kind of sounds better than my own home.
Way better.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Audacy Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.